Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 4, we were talking about the term double-minded as stated in James chapter 4, verse 8. Let's resume that study today.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now let me reread James 4, 8 through 10 again. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn. And weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Now, let's consider this term, ye double-minded, that's used here in verse 8. This term was also used in chapter 1 in verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. This is a person who one moment is expressing love for God, and the next moment, he's living worldly. Well, that's a person that is double-minded. He wants to be religious. He wants to be cool and acceptable to the respectable world, but nonetheless, it's still the world. Notice these words in verse 8. Sinners. Sinners is defined as heinous, an habitual sinner. And it must be kept in the context of worldliness, the flesh, and the devil. That war with the devil. It's not just things as murder, adultery. Purify, in verse 8, is to consecrate. It deals with an aspect of holiness, whereas cleansing of the hands deal with the outward man. The outward man speaks of submission and works of righteousness. The inward man speaks of holiness. This begins to bring the terms of verses 7 and 8 together and the intent God has for our victory. You see, we are totally dependent on Him. Victory is impossible in and of ourselves. Therefore, a Christian cannot have selfish ego. And my friend, is your heart being purified before God? Yea, is your heart right with God? It's a question that we each must answer. Because one day, we'll all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And so there's a question. And the question comes back down to righteousness, those outward acts, and holiness, the inward man who walks with God. Where are you in these areas? Now, let's go on to verse 9 here of chapter 4 of James. Be afflicted and mourn and weep, and let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. And let me just give a preliminary note to this passage. When Christians make light of sin or indulge in anything they should not, when they think no one is looking, then, friend, we are simply treating sin lightly. And that is spiritual ignorance. Friend, we are to mourn over sin. Today, we as Christians simply are not mourning over sin. The word mourn means to grieve or mourn. To grieve or mourn over sin as one would the death of a friend. This, however, is not necessarily seen in outward expressions such as tears. Rather, it is remorse in the heart. I want you to listen to a quote from the late Dr. Lehman Strauss. He says, "Mourning and heaviness always accompany a deep sense of sin." The Bible is a most joyful book, the most joyful book in the world, and Christianity is the most joyful religion. But real, abiding joy of the cleansed and forgiven sinner can only come after deep sorrow for sin. Fellow believers, we must keep our hearts and our bodies pure. Unquote. You see, laughter may be real, but when laughter is from the world, it's not the best medicine. Joy from the world may seem like real joy, but it is vain. Just like the pain reliever that heals nothing. The blood of bulls and goats that would cover but could not take away sin. Only Jesus can do that. Only our laughter and our joy in the Lord is that which doeth good like a medicine. So you look at verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Those that draw nigh to God in the way of duty shall find God drawing nigh to them in the way of mercy. If there is not a close communion between God and us, then friend, it is our fault, not his. You see, our selfish ego will not allow us to humble ourselves. We think we must maintain some supposed dignity or position. And we really don't have that in his sight. So humble yourselves before God. You see, it is possible to submit yourselves outwardly and yet not be humbled inwardly. That is why the distinction is made in verse 8 of cleansing hands, outward submission, and purifying the heart, inward humility. God hates the sin of pride, and he will chasten the proud. He will chasten the proud believer until he is humbled. Dr. J. Vernon McGee used to tell the story of a lifeguard rescuing a man who was drowning. Said that he hit the man with his fist and he knocked him out cold. Later, the lifeguard explained he had to do this because the drowning man was struggling so much he could not help him until he gave up. Well, Hebrews 12 tells us that God chastens and scourges his children, which means he flogs with the whip. And sometimes God must use his fist on us until we give up and allow him to take over. How many have lost friends? How many have friends that are not lost, but they are Christians who are out of the will of God? And you've tried to live for the Lord, and you are living for the Lord. And as a result, you've estranged friends and family simply because your selfish ego is so full of pride. And as a result of that, those lost friends may not get saved. Those backslidden family members may not get right with God. After reading the first five verses, as well as the problems in chapter 3, and for that matter, the entire book of James, we find that the joy and laughter of verse 9 was built on the flesh. It wasn't built on the Spirit. Therefore, they needed to humble themselves before God, lest they enter chastening and lose their joy as well as their eternal reward. And friend, that is not a laughing matter. And so that is why we're told to let our laughter be turned into mourning. Now, my friend, I wonder, as a Christian, what place does the world have in your heart? Oh, it's not dirty, it's not filthy. But when's the last time you shared the gospel with an unsaved person? When's the last time you were with another Christian and you started speaking of the things of God or the things of God's Word? And by that, I don't mean cutting down people in church or church programs, but you just discussed the things of God's Word. When's the last time that happened? My friend, we can't expect revival, and we cannot expect answered prayer until we are willing to draw nigh to God. Many times it's the cares, the riches, and the pleasures of this life that are not filthy or dirty in and of themselves, but they occupy so much of our time and they're of this world. They have no eternal value. And we end up sacrificing, as old Bob Jones Sr. used to say, we sacrifice the eternal on the altar of the present. Now, my friend, as Christians, why not begin to fill your heart with the Word of God? Draw nigh to God. Obey the Word of God. Meditate in the Word of God. And resist the devil through God's Word. Now, friend, you can't do that if you're not saved. If you don't know that if you died today that heaven's your home, trying to resist the devil is a futile thing for you. And the devil is so subtle. He can make you feel religious and deceive you with that feeling. The devil's able to give feelings. He is a sensual creature. As a matter of fact, one of the prophecies of the last days in which we're living is that men would be sensual. Our religion would be sensual. And don't you see that all about us? With religious services that are entertaining or sensually based. And the real issues of the heart, the real issues of life, the real issues of eternity are missed. Now, my friend, if you're not sure that if you die today that heaven's your home, I want you to listen for these next few minutes as I share with you the Word of God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.